Big Wrench.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The European Commission has delivered some bad news to software giant Oracle. The EC has objected to Oracle's proposed deal to buy Sun Microsystems on antitrust grounds. For its part, Oracle says it will, in its words, vigorously oppose the commission's objections, which has thrown the $7 billion deal into question. Kevin Allison is Lex columnist for the Financial Times paper in London. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Why the discrepancy between the United States Justice Department giving this deal the go-ahead and the European Commission saying, wait a second, we have this objection?
It is strange because Christine Varney, who is President Obama's choice as the U.S. Justice Department's antitrust chief, has pledged to reassert the government's role in policing anti-competitive behavior after what some people considered was a laissez-faire series of years under the Bush administration. Theoretically, that should jibe well with the European Commission, which has always been more activist about policing competition concerns. But in this case, it's the European Commission which is at loggerheads with the U.S. Justice Department about whether or not the Sun Microsystems deal should be allowed to proceed.
So how does this move forward? I mean, what's the likelihood that the deal goes through with this objection?
Well, previously, both Oracle and the EU antitrust authorities have said that it's a relatively minor problem that should be able to be fixed quickly. But that's sort of at odds with Oracle's rather strident objection to the Brussels objection. Now, Oracle could always walk away, but it probably doesn't want to, because that would mean that some of Sun's more valuable software, such as Java and Solaris, might fall into the hands of Oracle's competitors. So Oracle still has an incentive to get the deal done. It just has been unusually vocal about its objections to Brussels' ruling.
Kevin, how does this affect someone who's going to buy a computer today?
Well, for your average laptop owner, your average person who's listening to their iPod tapping away on their Mac is probably not going to have too much to worry about from whether or not an Oracle or Sun deal goes through. But it's actually very important because this software helps companies lower costs and improve the way they can serve customers. A company like Amazon, for example, has to manage immense amounts of data that it gets from customers about purchases that they're making online. It's a massive amount of data, and those companies that are going to have to face some of the competitive issues that could arise from Oracle buying Sun.
All right, Kevin Allison, the Financial Times Lex columnist, we thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Let's check numbers. Shares in Europe are mostly up. In Paris, down a bit. Asian markets closed mostly higher today. The S&P yesterday added 2.25%, while the NASDAQ and Dow each tacked on 2%. The Dow rose 203 points to close at 10,226, the highest close in more than a year. Oil prices are back under $79 a barrel in Asia. Not-so-potent Tropical Storm Ida isn't expected to affect those Gulf of Mexico refineries. The storm just made landfall on Dauphin Island, Alabama. Ensco International, the oil drilling company, says it's moving its headquarters from Dallas, Texas, to the United Kingdom. It says it wants to get closer to customers and pay less in taxes. What does that mean, you ask? Marketplace's Elisa Roth fills us in.
If your company has its headquarters here in the U.S., Uncle Sam wants a piece of the profits, no matter where you make that money. But the United Kingdom just switched from that worldwide taxation to a territorial system. So if your company's based there, you only pay UK taxes on money you earn in the UK. Then if you earn money in France, you pay French taxes on it, and so on. Roseanne Altshuler is the director of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
The UK may not have looked attractive as a headquarter location as a worldwide country, but now that they've gone territorial, they may be just attractive enough to get the U.S. corporations to move there.
And she says once companies move their headquarters abroad, other operations may follow. She says it's hard to know how much tax revenue would be lost if American companies started moving abroad en masse. And there is a law that makes it hard to leave just to avoid American taxes. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. By CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. and by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com.
Remember the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme? Jeffrey Picower actually made money from that fraud. He died last month. Today in New York, we get a peek at his will. And the big question, whether investors who lost money with Mr. Madoff can lay claim to a portion of the Picower estate. We check in this morning with Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, who's with us live from our Washington Bureau. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So what would these investors base their claim on?
Well, they say Jeffrey Picower was actually in on the fraud. Now, Picower died last month after being found at the bottom of the pool at his Palm Beach mansion. The trustee in charge of helping defrauded investors get their money back says Picower should have known what Madoff was doing. He says Picower actually made more money than Madoff, about $7 billion, and the trustee sued Picower last spring for that amount. The Picowers were in settlement discussions with the trustee. Those negotiations are expected to continue.
Do we, Nancy, have any idea what Picower's will says?
Well, the New York Times says the will is going to be filed in court today, so we'll have a better idea later in the day. But the Times says millions of dollars would go to a new charitable foundation. The Picowers had another foundation which had all of its money invested with Madoff. It is now closed. And the Picowers say they didn't know anything about the Ponzi scheme, and the fact that their fund is closed is proof of that. They say they were victims, too, and they were also deceived by Bernie Madoff.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer from Washington. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
And finally, Mutual of Omaha Insurance has decided to settle its lawsuit against Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Productions over Aha Moments. Earlier this year, Mutual started an ad campaign using the slogan Aha Moments. The company said it sought a trademark for the phrase last year. No one objected. But Winfrey says she often talks to guests about Aha Moments. Both sides say the issue was settled amicably. From Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.